Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chan Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Machine Learning category of January 27, 2022. Do you know that in Calama, a town in the Atacama Desert of Chile, it has never rained? Today we have selected 4 papers out of 19 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Richard Zemel, Professor of Computer Science, University of Toronto.
Paper title:
Variational Model Inversion Attacks.
Authored by
Quanche Wang, Yan Fu, Kay Lee, Ashish Kisti, Richard Zemel, and Alireza Miksani.
Paper abstract:
Given the ubiquity of deep neural networks, it is important that these models do not reveal information about sensitive data that they have been trained on. In model inversion attacks, a malicious user attempts to recover the private dataset used to train a supervised neural network. A successful model inversion attack should generate realistic and diverse samples that accurately describe each of the classes in the private dataset. In this work, we provide a probabilistic interpretation of model inversion attacks and formulate a variational objective that accounts for both diversity and accuracy. In order to optimize this variational objective, we choose a variational family defined in the code space of a deep generative model, trained on a public auxiliary dataset that shares some structural similarity with the target dataset. Empirically, our method substantially improves performance in terms of target attack accuracy, sample realism, and diversity on datasets of faces and chest X-ray images.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by James Zhou, Stanford University.
Paper title:
Competition Over Data, How Does Data Purchase Affect Users?
Authored by
Yunkin Kwan, Antonio Ginard, and James Zhou.
Paper abstract:
As machine learning, ML, is deployed by many competing service providers, the underlying ML predictors also compete against each other, and it is increasingly important to understand the impacts and biases from such competition. In this paper, we study what happens when the competing predictors can acquire additional labeled data to improve their prediction quality. We introduce a new environment that allows ML predictors to use active learning algorithms to purchase labeled data within their budgets while competing against each other to attract users. Our environment models a critical aspect of data acquisition in competing systems which has not been well studied before. We found that the overall performance of an ML predictor improves when predictors can purchase additional labeled data. Surprisingly, however, the quality that users experience, i.e. the accuracy of the predictor selected by each user, can decrease even as the individual predictors get better. We show that this phenomenon naturally arises due to a trade-off whereby competition pushes each predictor to specialize in a subset of the population while data purchase has the effect of making predictors more uniform. We support our findings with both experiments and theories.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Lifeng Bo, Distinguished Scientist, Tech VP at JD Digits.
Paper title:
An Efficient and Robust System for Vertically Federated Random Forest.
Authored by
Hopu Yao, Jiuzhou Wang, Peng Dai, Lifeng Bo, and Yanqing Chen.
Paper abstract:
As there is a growing interest in utilizing data across multiple resources to build better machine learning models, many vertically federated learning algorithms have been proposed to preserve the data privacy of the participating organizations. However, the efficiency of existing vertically federated learning algorithms remains to be a big problem, especially when applied to large-scale real-world datasets. In this paper, we present a fast, accurate, scalable, and yet robust system for vertically federated random forest. With extensive optimization, we achieved 5 × times and 83 × times speed up over the SOTA SecureBoost model / Cheng 2019 SecureBoost for training and serving tasks. Moreover, the proposed system can achieve similar accuracy but with favorable scalability and partition tolerance. Our code has been made public to facilitate the development of the community and the protection of user data privacy.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Anirban Mukhopadhyay, Professor of Department of Computer Science and Engineering, University of Kalyani, India.
Paper title:
Improving Robustness and Calibration in Ensembles with Diversity Regularization.
Authored by
Hendrik Alexander Mertens, Camilla Gonzalez, and Anirban Mukhopadhyay.
Paper abstract:
Calibration and uncertainty estimation are crucial topics in high-risk environments. We introduce a new diversity regularizer for classification tasks that uses out-of distribution samples and increases the overall accuracy, calibration, and out-of distribution detection capabilities of ensembles. Following the recent interest in the diversity of ensembles, we systematically evaluate the viability of explicitly regularizing ensemble diversity to improve calibration on in distribution data as well as under dataset shift. We demonstrate that diversity regularization is highly beneficial in architectures, where weights are partially shared between the individual members and even allows to use fewer ensemble members to reach the same level of robustness. Experiments on CIFR-10, CIFR-100, and SVHN show that regularizing diversity can have a significant impact on calibration and robustness, as well as out-of-distribution detection.
What an interesting paper.